So if there is sun damage...
There is sun damage. Hello.
Is there anything that we can do about it?
So when we get into like perimenopausal, you know, we start noticing things like adult onset acne that many times we'll address with peels.
That'd be me.
Then we start, you know, thinking about exfoliation because our skin cell turnover starts slowing down and we start getting a little bit of epidermal thickening. You know, all of these things start happening, but it's not consistent because our hormone levels are still fluctuating and they kind of stutter stop when they finally stop.
Interesting.
And so our skin is really getting used to that. So peels and laser treatments really focus on that type of skin that's, you know, we still have that nice dermal thickening or, you know, a thicker dermis than somebody who's postmenopausal. So postmenopausal, we're starting to talk about like late 50s and beyond, and we get thinning of the dermis, and so the skin actually becomes thinner.
Yeah.
The epidermis, which is kind of that surface of the skin that you can touch that should be flaking off continually, that actually starts slowing down. So it becomes thicker, so it becomes kind of dry and flaky, and people feel like they look dehydrated.
Yeah, like gray.
Yes.
Yeah. You start getting that little bit of laxity, those fine lines, that little looseness.
Yes.
To the skin. And so we really want to focus on treatments that stimulate collagen production as much as you can. That only diminishes as we age, unfortunately.
So I feel
what
like,
I do to a 75-year-old won't have the same results than if I did that with a 45-year-old as far as like dermal thickening.
So let's kind of circle back a little bit here and talk about, since we're doing this, so, sort of the stigma around Botox or any kind of treatment like that on our faces.
That's so silly to me that there is a stigma for Botox right now. It's like it's 2021.
Right.
I've had Botox. I've had my lips done. It was years and years ago. If I could do it again, I would. But there is a cost.
And I did it for the first time.
That comes with it. I love it.
Yeah, I did it for the first time this year only because I wanted to feel comfortable with where I went, I guess. And so I went to see Colleen or Dr. Parker, and I cried that I was so happy.
Yeah, the results are amazing. Yeah.
Because that's my thing, you know. So we're going to go and get into the stigma, but I was also going to talk about the emotions that we get as we age and we look at ourselves in the mirror and we don't think, like, I feel like I'm still in my 20s as far as energy. And then I look at myself and I'm not. Like, I do not look 25 or 35 right now.
Nope.
And so when I did this, it just helped me just feel better about myself.
Yeah, isn't that fascinating? I do think that that's kind of like these societal pressures as women, you know, we're givers. We give, and anything that we do for ourselves is considered vanity and considered selfish. And, the way that I look at it, or one philosophy, is, you know, the advances that we've made in healthcare and just in health in general has been tremendous over the last 100 years. You know, it was only about like 100 years ago that indoor plumbing and, you know, access to clean water became commonplace.
True.
It wasn't until the 1940s and 50s that the FDA came out with like the food pyramid, where that was the very first time that people actually started talking about nutrition. They might not have been 100% correct, but they actually publish something.
Yeah.
Versus prior to that, it was all about nutrition was food where you could get it, when you could get it.
Right.
Maybe it was much healthier back then, but there wasn't much thought that went into what you were eating.
Right.
And then it wasn't until the 1950s and 60s that we started getting immunizations. And prior to that, you know, people suffered quite a bit from poor nutrition, lack of access to clean water, and childhood diseases that, you know, even if it didn't kill you, still has an effect on your body that continues for decades. So you know, our parents and our grandparents were much less healthy and less able to do the things that we're able to do at our ages.
Right.
Now, on the other hand, skincare lagged tremendously. It wasn't until like the 1980s that the American College of Dermatology came out with their big public awareness campaign about skin cancer.
That's right.
At the time, like the only sunscreen that was available was like that heavy zinc paste that like lifeguards would wear across their nose.
I have a friend of mine that still does that. Like she'll slop that white stuff on. She looks like we're hanging out with a lifeguard for the day. But that's what she has to do for her skin because she's had melanoma and other sun damage issues. So she'll slap that right on. And then you've got me, the nightmare that just goes out with like, you know, baby oil and tinfoil.
Oh my God.
I think it's amazing to see the generational thing of the people who grew up, you know, like the grandparents' generation, the people who were living in the 40s and 50s
like
and
my mom.
Beyond.
Yeah.
Who maybe didn't even think to put on sunscreen, or that wasn't even a thing at all or widely available. And now they are facing skin damage and melanoma.
My mom
think
has,
of how many relatives that have gone through that? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and so when you look in the mirror, you're much healthier internally than your parents and grandparents were at your age. So you're doing more, you're healthier, you feel good, but your skin still had all that those decades of going out with tinfoil and baby oil.
I know. I'm paying for it.
And so, to be honest, I think that's the thing that bothers people the most. It's that disconnect of how you feel on the inside because you're healthier, but on the outside, you look in the mirror and it seems older than you are.
Yes.
And it's literally just from that lag of education and ability to protect our skin.
Right.
So, you know, the things that we're able to do, they're pretty safe. They're safe and efficacious. And you can't ask for better than that.
Okay.
So you were talking about like the stigma of Botox.
Yeah.
And Botox, you know, onabotulinum toxin is an incredibly safe medication.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell patients this regularly, that it has a better safety profile than Tylenol.
Oh,
yeah.
You know, Tylenol nowadays would never get through FDA approval for over-the-counter use.
No.
And but Botox, I mean, there's no regional absorption. There's no systemic absorption. You can't get botulism from it.
Right.
And it just helps soften some of the lines that we associate with aging.
It's amazing.
You know, so, it is amazing. Mm-hmm. And it does it safely. Especially when injected by like a trained professional.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not something I'm buying online anyway.
No. It goes away in 3 months.